At 6:06, we have a few clouds, 29 degrees in Tulsa. We're expecting a high today of 60. Good morning. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. Tulsa's budget problems could be, in part, addressed by a public safety initiative, a tax to finance public safety. Mayor Bartlett has proposed such a plan in the past and plans to do so again in the very near future.
We had made this a similar proposal to the city council about a year ago, and they unfortunately voted it down. And if they would not have, if they would have supported it and given it to the voters for a vote, I know it would have been supported overwhelmingly, and it would certainly have helped the budgeting for this upcoming year.
The mayor has no timetable for resubmitting his proposal to the city council. He must submit next year's budget, however, by the end of next month. Former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton will be in Tulsa later today. The Too Small to Fail campaign will announce the first of several early childhood education projects. Clinton and community leaders will launch the Talking is Teaching campaign this afternoon here in Tulsa. Oklahoma needs to better prepare workers for the evolving aviation industry. Aircraft used to be made out of all metal, but that is rapidly changing to a composite material. Tulsa Air and Space Museum Director Mary Smith tells the OETA education needs to keep up.
Education institutions in Oklahoma have to still teach skills with metal aircraft, because there's a whole bunch of them out there, and they're going to be out there for a long time. But then there's this new generation of airplanes coming in that has a significant portion of the airplane is made out of composite.
She says the schools have to be able to teach both of those skills. On State Capitol Watch, it's already cleared the House. Today, a Senate panel will take up the possible repeal of Common Core education standards. Governor Fallon has been lobbying lawmakers to keep those standards in place. Oklahoma becomes the sixth state to file suit against California over eggs. A new California law prohibits other states from importing eggs into California unless they have the same strict humane policies as California. Oklahoma Attorney General Scott Pruitt says that's not legal.
California's trying to dictate farming operations and rules and regulations in Oklahoma, Nebraska, Iowa, and states all over the country.
He says the California law violates the U.S. Commerce Clause. Health care reform. The U.S. Supreme Court readies to hear oral arguments tomorrow in the First Amendment challenge from family-owned companies, including Oklahoma City's Hobby Lobby. The companies object to covering certain contraceptives in their health care plans because of religious beliefs. A Texas engineer has an idea how to solve Oklahoma's water woes. Ray Perryman says we need to be charging more for water.
Basically, right now, we're consuming too much water because we're paying too little for it. It's as simple as we're not paying the true cost of water right now. And there's a lot of historical and political and economic reasons for that. But if we would just pay just not any profit, just a true replacement cost of water, then that would energize the private sector to find solutions. It would make some of the things like pipelines and desalinization, that sort of thing, more economically feasible.
Parts of southwest Oklahoma are in extreme drought condition, and water is becoming a scarce commodity, but companies lack the incentive to build new infrastructure. And Perryman says higher prices would provide that incentive. Our weather forecast, mostly sunny, just a little below normal on the temperatures today. We will have a high of 60. Normal for this time of year is 65. Tonight, partly cloudy and cold, 27 for a low. Tomorrow, chilly and a high of 52. And on Wednesday, a chance of some rain and a high of 56. Now at 6:10, a few clouds and 29. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.